This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes, and boy, do I love staying in All Star Vacation Home when I'm at Walt Disney World. You know what? Because, man, there's just so much space, so many great amenities. In fact, there's so many things that we have at an All Star Vacation Home I don't even have at my house back home that it's like it's an upgrade when I go to an All Star Vacation Home. And you know what? It's just a great vacation experience for me and my family. My daughter loves it. She gets to go in the pool, you know, all the time, because it's not like I have to go, okay, let's go trek across the resort. Nope. I'll just go outside, sit by the pool, let her go splash around in there while I watch her and or, you know, on the checking the Twitters. And it's just a fun time, right? I mean, there's movie rooms, game rooms. I don't have to sleep in the same room as her. That's really important right there. So there's lots to love about an All-Star Vacation Home. Check them out right now. In fact, go to their website, allstarvacationhomes.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Friday, November 28th, 2014, and this is episode 1428 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show, Mike Scopa, a blogger for TouringPlans.com, and he's also the co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Don't get technical with me.
Oh,
wow.
Star Tours.
Right.
C-3PO.
Yeah.
Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Mike, we are in Walt Disney World right now for a reunion. No, we're not. That's next week. I can't keep my calendar straight.
No, that's next week.
That's next week. So I'm here by myself. I got the wrong week.
Today we're in Turkey Coma. That's what it is.
Turkey coma, that's right. Yes, enjoying a post-Thanksgiving. Happy belated Thanksgiving to you and your family, Mike.
And you and yours as well.
Thank you. Wishing you a restful season without any plows impacting cars, literally.
Oh, boy. Now, I'm not in the city anymore, so.
A big snowstorm, you know. You never know.
I know.
On today's show, we are, you know, with obviously it's almost December, and we've been talking about the holidays a little bit, and we're thinking, man, you know, there's so much to do at Walt Disney World during the holidays, so many little things to see and check out that maybe we should talk about the little things, the overlooked aspects. Our favorite overlooked holiday stuff at Walt Disney World. Have fun with that, Philip. So with that in mind, we're going to talk about our favorite underrated holiday things. And Mike Newell, I'd like to start with you because I know that there's always one thing you do. In fact, you're a man on a mission when you go down there and you're – and it floats under the radar. There's the metaphor I'm looking for. And it's that gingerbread that you love to bring home.
The gingerbread tiles.
Yes, the gingerbread tiles. Now, are the gingerbread tiles so good, and where can you find them?
Well, I usually get them at the Yacht and Beach Club in the lobby. They usually build a little house next to or across from the carousel that they put up. And they sell. They're not tiles. They're shingles, like roof shingles. So I always pick up a few to bring home every year.
Nice. I believe you can get them in other resorts. Calm down, Skibetta. But
you're at the boardwalk.
But the beach club is your go-to place to get them, right?
Well, the first time that I've ever saw them for sale was when I was staying at the beach club during the holidays. So. A lot of times we go through there because during reunion, there's always somebody staying there. So we always walk through to I think Becky stays there a lot. So, you know, usually we go there for after meet drinks or so. And I'll always go through the lobby and I'll always stop in and pick up a few.
Nice. Yeah, it's definitely. And of course, you also have the decorations that you mentioned in that resort, actually.
Yes.
They have the nice little thing. So something to look at, a little eye candy, and then you buy the actual, you know, the goods.
It's very pretty to just walk around.
Absolutely. Mr. Scopa, what sticks out to you as a underappreciated holiday thing at Walt Disney World?
Well, you know, let's stick with the resorts for a while because as much as I and a lot of people may know about the gingerbread stuff, a lot of people may not who have never been down there during this time of year don't realize that there are these little things that are put in place during the Christmas holidays that are kind of neat. For instance, at the beach club, there is a carousel. And I believe it's a gingerbread carousel, Mike. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
And that carousel, it's a working carousel, but don't go on it.
No.
And there are hidden Mickeys on that carousel. So that's always fun to go and take a look at all the hidden Mickeys on the carousel in the beach club lobby. Now, when you go to the yacht club lobby and you go to that and you go to the back, I believe it's to the left, and you go in the back, there's a little Christmas village with a train going on. That's kind of neat. I think that's something that a lot of people may miss because they are interested in seeing what's going on in the parks and everything. But the resorts are really, really pretty. I think, Matt, you mentioned Fort Wilderness. That is something that a lot of people right now, what's going on right now, there are people who go down to Fort Wilderness and who are there for weeks.
Yep.
And they have more than just one lot, and there are people down there who bring an extra trailer filled with all kinds of Christmas decorations. And it's like, it puts the Osborne family lights to shame. That is an unbelievable resort to walk to during Christmas time. And of course, there's I call it the Trinity, the Trinity trees. And that is the tree that is in the lobby of the Grand Floridian, the tree that is in the lobby of the Wilderness Lodge, and the tree that is in the lobby of Jumbo House. Those are three huge trees. And the most interesting thing and the underrated thing about those trees is not the size, is not the lights, but to take a look at the ornaments. Get close to the trees. Take a look at the detailed work on the ornaments and the size of those ornaments. I think that it's just outstanding. The bird cages for the Grand Floridian and all the other animal things for the in the Animal Kingdom Lodge and, of course, in Fort Wilderness, all the really interesting things from like the 1700s and 1800s. So I think those are some of the underrated things in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I really like the stuff of Fort Wilderness. The lights are really nice to check out. It's definitely easier to see, or there's more displays, I should say, the closer you get to actually Christmas. So if you were to go like today as an example, there are still going to be some, Mike is 100% right, but there's going to be more if you wait for like, you know, the second or third week of December. You'll find so many more displays there. It's pretty cool because these people really go out and make a big effort, and that's really nice to see. And it's free. These are actually everything we talked about except for buying those shingles are free. So it's nice to be able. It's great. These are great things to be able to do. Also, when you're out Walt Disney World and you've got some extra time, but you don't want to burn a park day, or you don't have a park day to burn, right? You don't have a park ticket you want to use. So it's some easy stuff to do, especially at night, because people are always saying, "What can I do at night? I'm downtown Disney." Meh, but Fort Wilderness, that's not a bad idea to go check out as well. One of my favorite things to do, actually, underrated things to do during the holidays, is the Comedy Warehouse show that returns at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's, for those that may remember, Comedy Warehouse was a show that was done at Pleasure Island. And basically, it's like a Whose Line Is That Anyway improv-type comedy show. And you've got a couple of different cast members there. Very, very talented. In fact, they are the same cast from the old show Pleasure Island, and they're really good. I mean, every show is different. It's a lot of fun. I think the humor works on, you know, it works for kids. It definitely works for adults. There's a lot of, you know, wink wink, nudge nudge with the jokes, but I think it's really well done. And there's a couple different shows per day, and you know what? It's one of the best things Disney's done. They brought it back a couple of years ago. And it was like, wow, cool. And they've been bringing back every year ever since. And I love it. I think it's one of the best things they do for the holidays. So if you get a chance in the studios, you know, go check out the Comedy Warehouse. It's usually it used to be where the Sound Stage used to be, but now they moved it actually to the Streets of America at the Premier Theater, which is that large theater by the exit of Muppet Vision 3D. So you can go check it out over there. And it's a lot of fun. It's a good. I mean, I say go see it, but you should see it a couple times because it's always a different show, and that's what I really like about it. Other underappreciated things in Walt Disney World during the holidays.
I think we've talked many times about the storytellers in World Showcase for Holidays Around the World, and I think that, you know, a lot of people have heard it for many, many times, but I don't know how many people actually spend the time to just watch and attend one of their presentations, because as far as during Christmas time, it's some of the best quote entertainment, because the cast members who portray Father Christmas, the Monkey King, La Bella, whatever her name is, I forget. All those characters, they really, Father Christmas, they do a really, really good job. And I think they're underappreciated. And I think that anyone who has the opportunity to attend any of their presentations would really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great one that you mentioned there, because they have it's really a neat thing that they do at Walt Disney World. And you know, I'm guilty of totally bypassing them all the time. Like, meh, I don't have time for that. I'm over to, I don't know, wherever I'm off to. I need to go buy more booze, darn it. And I'm walking by and we're just, you know, on our way. But it really is a lot of fun, especially if you take time to check out a lot of the more exotic cultures, Mike. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with like checking out like Father Christmas in England or whatever they do in Canada. But the ones in, like you said, like the one in China, Mexico, and some of the other countries, I mean, they're very it's interesting. You can see a lot of correlations, but you know, some of them are really, they've branched off from where what we're accustomed to here in the United States. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one, Mike? Noel, I don't know if you ever checked them out. You know the I was trying to find their name. I can't find their real official name. You know that band that walks around Frontierland, with the tuba. And the
And they have the garland around.
Yeah, so for the holidays, they go Christmassy, and they put garland. You're right, and they put all sorts of. They wear hats that make it look like Christmas, and they play a little Christmas music. I think they're mostly. I've only seen them during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, but they may be around during the daytime doing the same shtick with the Christmas stuff. But it's pretty cool. They do some live. They'll play live songs, and they do a little. You know, it's a little homage. It's kind of a. It's very much a low, much, much, much lower key version of what Mulch, Sweat, and Shears do.
Yeah, I think it's called the Frontierland Band.
Oh, there you go. So
it's like a three or four piece. They're not very big, but they have a lot of fun with the crowd, which is and I know the tuba guy will have he actually have lights around the tuba, so I guess it's battery operated, but it's cute, you know.
Oh, I think that the tuba was battery operated. I'm like, he doesn't want to play?
No, the lights around the tuba. The tuba is decorated for the holidays.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
cool,
I think
cool
that's
fun. You know, speaking, by the way, I mentioned one other thing, Mike, and I'm sure if Len was here, he would be waxing poetically about the amazing job that Mulch, Sweat, and Shears do during the holidays.
Yes, and we had a video, Philip, if you can put it in the show notes, of Len doing a little rendition with Mulch last reunion, which was a lot of fun, and they were all decked out too for the holidays, which was fun.
Yeah, it's always. I mean, they just do, again, it's just like the Frontierland Band, where they play. I mean, they're always playing music, but in this case, they play holiday music, and in Mulch's case, they're playing holiday rock music.
Right,
and it's pretty cool. It's always an entertaining show, and definitely something to check out.
Oh yeah, we saw them on New York Street last year.
That's right. Mike, you got another underappreciated thing that Walt Disney World does during the holidays?
Well, not necessarily what Disney does, but Mike touched upon it at Fort Wilderness the campgrounds. But we've also stayed at Pop during reunion, and a lot of the guests will decorate their windows. The front windows for the holidays, so you'll see, especially at night, it's really nice. It's some of them have lights, they decorate the doors. Nothing extravagant. I don't think you're allowed to use adhesives, but if you use magnets and such like that, it actually looks really cute.
I predict that when we go to reunion, that we will see a lot of guests wearing light necklaces that look like bulb Christmas lights from a Christmas tree. That was a big deal in Disneyland. I'm assuming that they're selling the same merchandise on the East Coast. So you talk about decorating the rooms, Mike. I think you're going to see people decorating themselves.
And now with the with LED technology, you can put lights almost anywhere.
New technology, that's right.
Yeah. As opposed to old technology.
Are there any other things that stick on your guys' mind as things that Walt Disney World does really? I mean, the resorts are... We've talked about a couple of them, but honestly, I mean, there's a lot that they do in terms of just across all the resorts. Even the Swan and Dolphin has, a nice, really impressive large tree, in fact.
Yes. The one with the train that goes around it, right, man?
Yeah, the one that's like, it's not really a tree. It's like, what is it, made out of boxes?
Cardboard,
Yeah. But it's an impressive display. I mean, it certainly, if you've got maybe a day that you're going, or maybe your arrival day, and you don't want to burn a park ticket, you know, check out a lot of the resorts. Just go from resort to resort. The monorails resorts are an easy one to do, or you go to the Epcot resorts like Newell was talking about, and you know, walk around these, go walk through the lobbies, check out the different decorations. They all have a little different decor, a little bit different theme going on, usually to match whatever the resort's theme is, which is pretty neat. And I think that's actually, you know, the park, I know at the studios, they do the same thing. They have a very large Christmas tree out in the front of the park. You don't actually have to go into the park to see it. And they have, it's like a Hollywood theme one. So they've got old movie reels on there. And the movie reels actually are some of those classic Disney films, like the Pluto's Christmas, the one where Chip and Dale were first introduced, and Chip and Dale are in the tree, and Mickey cuts the tree down, brings it to the house, and Pluto discovers them, but Mickey doesn't see them. Sorry, I just ruined the whole plot from a
darn
a 90-year-old film. See it. But it's, you know, it's cool things like that. Animal Kingdom, they do similar thing. They've got in their park, their tree has African-inspired elements to it as well. So it's pretty cool to be able to check these things out. Not that you would, you know, make a day about like just going to one resort, but when you do a couple of them, it's a great way to spend a couple hours. Mike Scope, I think you mentioned something when we were previewing the month of December. You mentioned something you really liked that definitely, I think, is qualifies under the radar. The gospel band that's in Epcot.
Oh, yeah. What are they called? Celebrate or something like that. What you're talking about, Matt, is it's a group that sings behind the fountain in Epcot, and they are it's a large group. I would say there are it's in the teens, and then yeah. There's a full band, and let me see if I can find it. They just really do a great job, so much energy, and I every time I get a chance to see them, and I'll even talk to some of them as they leave, and I'm saying, boy, you know, thank you very much.
And they play right outside the International Fountain. Fountain Nation, yes. Whatever it's called.
Yes. Outstanding. And what's kind of funny, Matt, is that it's one of those there's not that much entertainment compared to what there was years ago. And so when anything like this happens, it's always interesting to see how the crowd gathers, because many people aren't aware of things like this. And before you know it, there's a ton of people watching what's going on. So, but yeah, they're really good.
Well, some good stuff there. And of course, you know, if you've got something that you think is an underrated holiday event, occurrence, whatever, at Walt Disney World, we want to hear about it as well. So you can, of course, email us questions@ WDWtoday.com. Don't forget, also, our live show is this Sunday. That's right, Sunday. November 30th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Now that you're sick of your families, let's talk Disney World together and talk about getting away from your family.
Joyful, joyful. Their name is Joyful.
Joyful.
There you go. 8 minutes later.
Okay, and live show.
They blend the soulful expressiveness of gospel and inspirational music with the sounds of jazz, R&B, and urban music. And they begin, what is today's date?
28th.
Yep, they started today.
Wow.
There you go. All right, cool. Exciting. And, of course, live show November 30th. And, most importantly, our sponsor is All Star Vacation Homes. How about going to an All Star Vacation Home? You mentioned this. You're going to the holidays, right? And you're saying, you know, I want to go to Walt Disney World because it's when we have vacation time. But you know what? I really would love to still be able to have maybe a traditional Christmas, right? But we're not going to be at home. How can we do this? Well, you can go to All Star Vacation Home. You can get a tree. You can have presents around. It's just like you can wake up at the crack of dawn, run downstairs in your pajamas, and do whatever it is you do in the morning. And you can have eggnog. You can do all the stuff you did at home, because at an All-Star Vacation Home, you have those kinds of things to do. In fact, if you had thought about it previously and you had stayed at an All-Star Vacation Home yesterday for Thanksgiving, you could have had a whole Thanksgiving Day dinner. That's what's great about All-Star Vacation Home. You're on vacation, yet you have all the amenities of home. In fact, in many cases, better amenities than home. Check them out right now at allstarvacationhomes.com. For Len Testa, Mike Sopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotcher. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.